Well, members of the Rochester Community Coalition spent Monday at the state capitol. They were seeking support for their 2012 agenda. Sandy Parker, the president and CEO of the Rochester Business Alliance, is with that group, and she joins us on the line this morning. Good morning, Ms. Parker.
Good morning, Alex.
So who were you able to meet with face-to-face yesterday, and what were the top issues you wanted to convey to lawmakers?
Well, we had terrific meetings yesterday. We started out the day meeting with members of the governor's staff and Empire State Development officials. The lieutenant governor, and had afternoon meetings with assembly leader Sheldon Silver and Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos and members of the Rochester delegation. And our purpose for the meeting was to emphasize to them that the community has have come together on five or six priority items that we think are important to continue to jumpstart the economy in the Rochester area and add jobs to our region. So we had a number of, we had three economic development initiatives, and then we had some policy issues that we wanted to discuss with them.
Well, Mayor Rich has been painting a bit of a bleak picture for Rochester if the city doesn't get proportional state aid. What was Albany's response to this ongoing campaign to close the per capita funding gap?
Well, this has been a particular push. This particular item has been a particular push of ours. And actually, this is the seventh year in a row that we have gone to Albany with the Community Coalition. And likewise, this is the seventh year in a row that parity for the city of Rochester has been on our list. So we emphasized that to everyone that we spoke to and said that we really hope that from a fairness perspective, this issue is taken care of. And we're optimistic that while it might not be taken care of in this year's budget, we think that there will be some discussion in terms of looking at the formula overall for upstate cities.
So you're finally seeing some momentum in that direction, though.
Yeah, I think we're finally seeing that, you know, if you look at the numbers for Rochester in terms of poverty levels and our need, and then you look at the comparative numbers in terms of the amount of state aid we receive, it simply isn't fair. So yeah. we're hopeful on this one.
You know, the coalition's also focusing on efforts of the Finger Lakes Regional Economic Development Council's strategic plan. What's your focus there?
Well, there were three economic development projects that were carryovers from the Finger Lakes Regional Economic Development Councils. These three projects were among the top 10 transformational projects that were identified by the regional councils. One was the U of R project for computational health sciences. The second was the Institute for Sustainability at RIT. And the third was the repurposing of Eastman Business Park. And we spent a lot of time in particular talking about the importance of making sure that Eastman Business Park is repurposed so that whatever happens to Eastman Kodak, we have an industrial park that's going to be attractive for new companies to come into and also attractive for the 30-plus existing employers that are there to expand.
So did you leave Albany after hours with lawmakers and so forth with a sense of optimism?
Yeah, we did. I think all the meetings we felt were well received. We felt that they all at all levels were certainly listening to us. I think the fact that the community with the various stakeholders that we have come together and sit at the same table is an important message, saying that, you know, the community really has agreed that these are the important projects that we want to see some movement on. Certainly we don't expect everything to be delivered in 1 year, but we've got to start moving in the right direction on these.
And finally, just quickly, where can people see the Community Coalition's agenda?
They can go to the RBA website, RochesterBusinessAlliance.com, and go to the 2012 Rochester Community Coalition agenda.
All right. Sandy Parker, President and CEO of the Rochester Business Journal, also a member of the Rochester Community Coalition. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Alex.